Yeah, I have one, but there's no furniture in it.
All right, let's go. Okay, let's begin, guys. All right. First thing I want to begin with is the nafkamina that we had yesterday. We only mentioned one from the Ksos yesterday. That's the first point I want to begin with. We said yesterday there are two reasons why someone is nogeh be'edis is posulatus. Someone has a self-interest is posulatus. Why is that? What was the first reason we gave yesterday? Ellie? I can't hear you. Maybe he's going to lie. Excellent. Chash v'shaker. Very good. Number one, chash v'shaker. Number two, he's a karov. Eitz l'atzmo. And we know that any karov is posulatus, even if you have two great tzaddikim, like Moshe and Aaron, to Xeris and Melef, that they're posulatus. Tomorrow, Bava Basra, I think it's Kuf Nun Zayin. The Pharaoh Shigamar Armasekhta says the Pharaoh Shigamar Samelech that they're postulatus. Even Moshe and Aaron. Pharaoh Shigamar. Okay? Kuf Nun Tesimanaf. Alexeris Samelech Shla Yidulahem. Pharaoh Shigamar. Okay? So that Gemini we gave yesterday was what, Ali? That if you what? If you testify to your what? To your detriment. So if you'll Chash Meshacher, then what? Obviously he's what? He's believed. Because to his detriment. If you hold he's a karov, that's a formal psul, is not acceptable. Want to add on one more nafkamini, okay? And that is if you hire Adam to testify for you, okay? Socher lahi. You hire Adam to testify for you. What's the din in such a case? Halach lomaisa. Are they apostle or not? They're definitely apostle. The question is, are they apostle the Yeraisa or the Rabbanan? What's the din? So the Ksos says very nicely. He says, if the problem is chash meshaker, then obviously they're going to lie. You're getting paid. So if you hold Sokhal Ha'i, if you hold number one, Shash B'Shaker, you're going to be what? Puzzle me into your Isa. Because obviously whoever's paying you, you're going to lie for. If you hold, though, it's a formal psul, then he says you're only going to be Puzzle Midrabanan. That's what he says. Rak Puzzle Midrabanan doesn't look nice that if you hired someone to give Adis, that they testify. Doesn't look nice. And therefore, we're not afraid they're telling the truth necessarily. And therefore, you're postulatus midrabanan. So that's a second nafkamina because you're really not a karov. Just because you paid the guy, you're not really a karov. You're not a karov. Oh, you mean being paid because you're going to have some self-interest? Okay, that's only the rabanan. It doesn't look nice. So that's a second nafkamina I want you to get as to what the nature of the psul of nogeya is. Is nogeya? This is what the Ksos says. In Simen Namadal Sifkot and Dalet. So that's the first point I want to make, according to the Ksos. Okay. Let's move on now into Gemara. But it's exerce a kasuv of when you are actually nogeya bedavar. Thus, you being paid to testify make you really nogeya bedavar. Maybe yes, but not 100% fully. Okay. So therefore, that's number one nafkamina. That's the second nafkamina I wanted to mention regarding this. Okay. Now we go, vayter now, into the Gemara. And let's just chazer over to Gemara, refresh our memory outside, and then we have to go to the Rashba. Okay? Let's begin. The Gemara had Akasha on Rava, on Ravuna, David, yes? You need Ritzufin. What did the Mishnah ask from the Gemara ask from the Mishnah about Batim? If you need Ritzufin, how do you know both day and what? How do you know both day and night? What's the Gemara's answer? Two answers. What's the two answers? Abai says what? The neighbors will testify. And what does Rava say? What did Rava say? You tell me. That the renters will vouch for the squatter and say that we rented for him for 3 years. Right? And then we had yesterday a machlokes between who? We had a machlokes. Was Rava arguing in Abai? Right? Most Rishonim said what? Was it the Rashba? Which Rishonim said he wasn't arguing. Kigon, right? He wasn't arguing, right? The Rashba said he was not arguing. Rabin Yonah also said he wasn't arguing. Rav is coming to what? Add another case. Maybe there's not neighbors around. Who said that they were arguing? Right. Rashba quoted Yesh Beforshim that said that they argued. And we said the Lumdus was why? The Lumdus is because why? Because they're testifying about a negative thing. They're testifying about a negative thing. That's not called Adis. Rava doesn't accept it. Okay, I want you to get down. There's Rabbi Hananel also, Adaf Mem Gimel, that also holds like this. That an Adis to tell me that nothing happened is not called an Adis. And that's why Rava argues in Abai. What do you mean the neighbor's going to testify the guy didn't move out? That's not called Adis. And therefore, Rabbi Hananel says like that, Beferish also as well. So it's not just the Yesh Beforshim and the Rashba. It's also the Rabbi Nachanano on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Okay. Then what did the Gemara say? David, what did the Gemara say after that? How on earth can we what? What did Rav Yemar say to Rav Ashi? How on earth can we accept these Edim when what? They're no Gebedover. The Rabbi Nachanano is quoted. It's on Mem Dalin Amud Beis. Okay? Mem Dalin Amud Beis, not Mem Gimel. That holds that Rav argues. Such an Edis is not a good Edis. So you said, David, that what? They're no Gebedover, yes? Yeah. Why are they no Gebedover? Because they already paid the squatter. So if they say that what? They're boxed in. If they say the original guy is the owner, then they're going to have to shell out money to the original owner. Yes? They don't want to have to do that. So therefore, they're no Gebedover. They're not considered to be what? Acceptable. Okay. Let's pick it up now here with the Rashba that I gave you. Okay? The Rashba says Beferish as follows. The Rashba asks, okay? The Rashba asks, and let's focus on the first Rashba. Then what does the Gemara go on and say? What does the Gemara go on and say, David? That what? Why are they not going to give it over? They really haven't paid yet. Excellent. So if they have not paid yet, they're not what boxed in. They can pay either guy. So we believe them. Excellent. Very good. Okay, the Rashba in Dibur HaMaskov Ukma Ravashi asks as follows. Let's get this. This is the first point. If it's true that they have not shelled out any money at all, if it's true they haven't shelled out any cash, so how do you have a chazaka? How do you have a chazaka? How did the squatter use the what? Use the property? He says Ukma Ravashi go nakta. He hasn't gotten anything out of this apartment or house. He hasn't collected any cash. Not one penny. If he hasn't collected anything, so how do you say he has a chazaka? They haven't paid the rent yet. So if they haven't paid the rent yet, how is it a good chazaka? Lafi the Maskanas HaGemara. That's what the Rashba asks. How do you have a chazaka? They have not brought, he has not gotten any produce from it. He hasn't gotten any cash from it. They haven't paid the rent. How is it a chazaka? That's the Rashba's kasha. It's a great kasha. Oh, so the Ravid answers that there is a shtar. The renters wrote a shtar that they owe him money. The renters wrote a shtar that they owe him money. That's what the Rashba says, b'shem the Ravid. And then the Rashba goes ahead and says, you don't need any of this, because the renters are as if they are the what? The shluchim. Excellent. The Rashba is if they're what? The shluchim. The renters are shluchim, so it's like they used it for him. So we have to ask ourselves now, what is this Machlokes Rashba and the Ritva all about? What are they arguing about? Okay? What are they arguing about? So, let's begin to explain what exactly this machlokes, Rashba and Ritva, Rashba and Ravid is all about. It could very well be that the Hesber is as follows in the Rashba. Okay? First, let's start with the Ravid. The Ravid holds that you must derive benefit from the kark itself. And that does not work with shlichus. That does not work with shlichus. According to the Ravid, why doesn't the Ravid agree with the Rashba? You know why the Ravid doesn't agree to the Rashba? Because you cannot point a shlich on getting hana. You either get hana from it, or you don't. There's a famous Gemara Kedushin that says, if I tell a guy to eat a piece of ham, who's chayiv? The guy who ate the ham or not? Or me? Do you ever find zemis chayiv? What, you gonna nail me? I didn't eat the ham. You only nailed the guy who ate the ham. That's crazy. How can you say you had a shliach that benefited from the apartment? It's impossible. You can't have a shliach that benefits from an apartment. Either you got it from the house, did you get on or did you not? Therefore, let's get down. That's the first reason why the Ravid doesn't hold like the Rashba. The Gemara Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel says, we never find zenene v'zemischayiv. That's that case. Zenene v'zemischayiv. You never find that. Lo amrinin. I tell a guy to eat a piece of ham. Who do you think's chayiv? The guy who ate the ham. Besides the fact, ain't shliach levar aveira, but he's the one who ate the ham. So how can you say, oh, the shliach got benefit from the house? I didn't get benefit myself. So Rava doesn't buy it. What's the pshat in the Rashba? The Rashba begs to differ. And the Rashba holds that once 3 years have passed, do you know what happens? 3 years have passed, that's a raya that what? That's a raya, the guy was quiet, that he sold it to him. And therefore, we assume that it doesn't make a difference who got hanah from it. Was it he, the squatter, was it a shliach? It doesn't make a difference. If after 3 years, no one stood up and protested and said, oh, you're benefiting from my property, whether it's you or your shliach, that's an indicator that what? That it's the squatter's land. So that's the first hesber we want to say. I want you to get that. The Rashba says, no, I look at Cheskos Gimel Shonim, according to the Ravid, the Iker is the usage of it. The usage of it, that you're nene from the karka. Nene me'akarka. That's the Iker, according to the Ravid. And therefore, you have to use it yourself. You can't appoint a shliach. The Rashba says, no, it's the raya. It's the fact that he was raglayim ledover, the guy was quiet, and I don't care whether it's me or my shliach using it, it should make a difference. It should make a difference. So that's the first beer that we want to say. Okay? Oh. Now, it is possible we could say another hesber in the Ravid. You know what the Ravid holds? The bottom line is, according to the Ravid, the pshat is according to the Ravid, if someone rents out his house, and he says the pshat is, beautiful chiddush, is the another svar we could say in the Ravid. Someone rents out his house, it's not as if the shliach who's nanim in komo, he doesn't care, he just wants to get his cash. So it doesn't work, Lamaisa, it doesn't work at all if he's not paid. You don't have to get hanah. Another svar we can add on from the Ravid is as follows, is that there's no concept that you have to get hanah as long as you get your cash. Cash is the hanah. And therefore, what ensures that you're going to get cash? A shtar. He doesn't care about, oh, did you use it or not? The Ravid doesn't care about usage. The Ravid says, you know what hanah means? Hanah means kesef. Did you get cash? And having a shtar will ensure it. If you don't have a shtar, it won't ensure you get cash. I don't care how many trampolines you jumped on in the house. It doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, did you get cash out of this? If you got cash out of it, that's fine. Having a shtar will ensure the fact that you'll have cash. So this is the hesber we want to say, Nachamol, Machloikis Rash Baravid. The cash is, Lufi the Maskana, if he didn't pay rent, so how do you get your chazakah? How did you use the thing? Ravid says you have a shtar. So what does that mean you have a shtar? We're interpreting it one of two ways. We're interpreting it and saying is that the truth of the matter is that the shtar ensures that I'm going to collect. And number two, according to what the Ravid doesn't like the Rashba's pshat about shluchim because there's no concept of a shliach on hana. The Ravid says the Rashba, if you hold hana, then you do it yourself. You get the hana. That doesn't transfer through agency. That's number one. And number two is, I worry about the bottom line. Did you get cash out of it? The only way you can ensure you get cash out of this is if you have a shtar. So that's what a Ravid says, you need to have a shtar, the case is you have a shtar. Whereas the Rashba responds, let's get this. What does the Rashba respond? The Rashba says, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. The Rashba says, the Iker of Cheska Shal Shonim is the guy was quiet for 3 years. It's Raglai Ladovert's mind, and it doesn't just have to be me using it, it could be my representative as well. So that's the Machlekes Rashba and Ravid that we want to suggest here. Okay? Very important. Now let's add on the following. And Shmuel asked me this in Seder. This is very important. I want you to get this. We said that you're no longer nogei bedover anymore. Is that correct, Michael? Why you're no longer nogei bedover? Because they didn't pay, right? So they're not boxed in. They can either say that the squatter is the owner or the original owner. Yes? As long as you're not boxed in, you're not considered to be nogei bedover. Alan, according to the Ravid, if he has a shtar that he could collect from the renters, shouldn't that make him nogei bedover? Shouldn't that make them nogei bedover again? Why doesn't that make them nogei bedover? Everyone follow what I'm saying? He has a shtar that he could collect from the renters. Isn't that going to direct them, box them in again? There's a very fine kasha, Shmuel asked me. Isn't that boxing them in again? They're for sure going to what? Say that they paid what? They're for sure going to say that they paid the squatter. Right? The Gemara's maskana is that they didn't pay anything. So they're no longer no gay b'davar. They can do whatever they want. They can choose whatever. What do you mean they can choose whatever they want? He's got a shtar on them. Doesn't he have a shtar on them? Does that shtar box them in again? The fact that the guy's holding a shtar? What does that mean? Why does the shtar not box him in? Because the shtar will, like Zach and Daniel are saying, the shtar is a fake. I sell you the George Washington Bridge. Beautiful purchase, great transaction. Oh, I don't own the George Washington Bridge. I get two tzaddikim to sign on the shtar. It's a joke. I don't own it. So what if the squatter has a shtar? So he sold something that wasn't his. So they're not boxed in. David, you follow what I'm saying? Even if the squatter has a shtar, the shtar's bogus. Totally bogus. Because I'm just going to prove that I never owned it. He never owned it. So you can have the greatest tzaddikim sign on the shtar. It's not acceptable. Okay? So this is the pshat in the Gemara, Machlekes Rashba Raivin. I want you to get it. When I wrote down Nene from the Karka, it means you. You have to be Nene. It doesn't work through Shlichus. That's what he deflects the Rashba's theory. And number two, he says, listen, bottom line is cash is the ikker. I don't care about you using it. And if you're going to get cash, then what? Then the shtar is only insuring cash. And the Rashba says no. Rashba says it's all an issue of proof, and therefore it's good. Now, let's take this Vayter, okay? We have a lot to see. Let's take this Vayter, okay? Let's take this Vayter. The Rashba continues and says an unbelievable Chiddush. What does the Rashba say? Rashba says Vayter, and he says like this, okay? The Rashba says that, what kind of Edom do we have here? What kind of Edom do we have here on this Chiddush? What kind of Edom that they said that they lived there? So he just says the following Chiddush, Rabbi Shua ben Karka. What does Rabbi Shua ben Karka say? Rabbi Shua ben Karka says as follows in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. Please get it. If one aid testifies that Reuven borrowed $100, David, on Monday morning from Shimon, yes? Then another aid comes and says that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon on Tuesday morning. What's the din according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? Mitzdar Fenatis. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Mitzdar Fenatis. We're Mitzdaref Esa Atis. Now everyone asks me in Seder, what's the logic behind this? The logic behind this I heard from a Ron Suai Shlita the following. That you are trying to pin down the Gavra. This Reuven owes $100. Not 200, because there's only one aid on each. But this man, Reuven, owes $100. You can mitzdarf the two things. And therefore, he has to pay chayiv meya. He's chayiv amana, $100. So says the Rashba, please get this. How many aidin do you need? Again, what's the maskanas gemara, David? The aidin said that it's the squatters. And we believe them, right? They were there 3 years. What's the combination of 3 years? Says the Rashba as follows. Number one, you can say that one man, Eid Echad, says, we'll write it like this, Aleph, Gimel, and Hey, Eid Sheni, Beis, Dalet, Vav. Six divided by two is three. Meaning each Eid is testifying on 3 years. You have two Eidin on 3 years. That's what that means. And then the Rashba takes it a step further. And the Rashba says, you can have six different Aiden and six different Aiden, each one on 1 year. Sheish Aiden, Echad al Kol Shana. Now, what's the rationale behind this? Let's get it. One Aid, one first year. Second Aid, yes? Second year. Stop. Even though they're testifying on each different years, two on one. The first two Adam count as 1 year. Three and four count as the second year. Five and six count as the third year. Ah, you'll tell me the different years? That's a shita. Just like the $100 case. David, you got me? Just like the Monday morning, Tuesday morning case. That's exactly what the Rashba says. A phenomenal chiddush. You got this? That's the combination you can get. Okay? You can, if you hold like Rav Shmuel Karch, and Rashba points out that there are, the Yushalmi says it's not acceptable. He says that's the Yushalmi. The Bavli accepts Rav Shmuel Karch. We don't hold like the Tanakama against Rav Shmuel Karch. We hold halacha l'maisa like Rav Shmuel Karch. The Bavli holds against the Yushalmi. And therefore you can have this combination. It's an amazing combination. Okay? So that's the first mahalach we have here now. This Machlekes Rashba Ravid, and the Rashba going out of his way to say you can have this unbelievable combination of the renters testifying. You can have mamish to the degree, you can have six different guys, and you break it down halachically, it's 3 years. Because the first aid is on 1 year, second aid is on the second year, stop. You have one set on one halachic year. Granted, they're different years, but that's your Bishum and Karchashita, you can start the aidus. Okay? Do the same for 3 and 4. Do the same thing for 5 and 6. Okay, we got it, clear? All right. That's the chiddush of who? That is the chiddush of the Rashba. Okay? That's the first Rashba that I wanted you to see. Okay? We got it, clear? Rashba arrived, and then the Rashba's extension to Mitzarif the Edis. Oh, fighter. Let's go to the second Rashba. Okay? Second Rashba, Dibramasko Milo Askinin. Okay? Second Rashba. Now, before we go on, it's unbelievable. Most points that we found in Rishonim is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We didn't have one in the Beis Medrash, so I found in the other one. I just want you to get it down. It's a Machlokes in Siman Kuf Mem Sif Yud Beis. 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. This Rivet Rashba. Yesh Omrim Shein Edus Hasochru Moil Elim Kain Sochru Bishtar. Right? Whose sheet is that? Rivet, excellent Yossi. Avaim Sakhr Blo Star Lo. Yesh Misho Yesh Omrim, Tafilu Sakram the Shlosha Sakram Zakazel Likulum Blo Star Mitstarfin. Whose sheet is that? Rashba. So the Rachlekis Rivet Rashba is Beferish 2 days in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Mem Sif Yud Beis. It's amazing. Amazing thing. Okay. And then in Sif Yud Gimel, he actually quotes the Rashba Shita about the 1 and 3 that we said, or the 6, two combinations. The next Sif in Sif Yud Gimel, he quotes the Rashba. Okay, that's the first point. That's the first point. Vayter now. Next Rashba. Let's go. We said the following. We said that David the Gemara had a kasha negiya b'davar, yes? No geya b'davar. What did we suggest yesterday? How could you get rid of the Nagiya B'davar? What was the Halamina? They paid already the squatter, yes? That means they're boxed in. What do we suggest? Ron? Excellent. Give it back. The Rashba begins his piece. Dibramalo Askinan. Give it back. Give it back and you will Lissalek Kidei Lissalek Hanagiya. Interesting concept. Kedela Salek Hanagiyah. And the Rashba quotes you Gemaras that there's such a concept that you can get rid of self-interest. For example, there was a Shechiv Merah, a man on his deathbed, God forbid. Okay, the Gemara has later on. On Daf Mem Gimel Manalf, that said he wanted to give $100 to City X. City X. So what happens? The judges of that city can't judge the case because they have a self-interest. They want the $100. So they're no gave it up. What does Gomorrah say, Alan? How do they make themselves kosher? They should denounce their what? Citizenry. Let them denounce their citizenry. And therefore what? They'll be kosher latest. The Gomorrah says you can't do that. You know why? Because they were talking about a Sefer Torah. The man was giving a Sefer Torah. Now every Yid is chayv to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So you can't denounce yourself from being chayv in the mitzvah. So by very definition, you're always going to be no gave it up. Everyone, you want that Torah, right? Who cares if you don't become a citizen of that town, citizen of that city? You still want to be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah, right? So you can't get rid of that. That's a special case. But in general, you could be able to get rid of Negiya B'davar. It's a great kasha. What's a Rashba's Teretz? Let's get it. Why can't you get rid of it in this case, the Rashba says? Because you become a hired gun. The second that the guy gives the money back, the Edom are going to feel obligated to testify on the squatter's behalf. They're mispayesh. Aval hocha kodom siluka yasocher misereisha miyafsit scharo. Va'achshov. Shkizze machshe scharo biyono matzilu legamri min ahefsit mispayeshu mimenu. Sh'osu min alfni mishura sedinu meyidlo. You see, before they were beforehand, Kodem Siluko, the renter was afraid that he would lose his schar. He was afraid he never would get the rent, the landlord. Now he's such a tzaddik, he gives the money back. The Edom feel indebted. They would be embarrassed not to side with him. Therefore, they become a hired gun. And therefore, the Rashba says, Mispayesh. I'll just write the word Mispayesh. They are embarrassed. And therefore, they remain what? David, what do they remain? No Gaya Bedavar. Again, this kasha was on the Havamina, right? Why can't you just quickly get rid of the Nagia by what having it paid? It won't help, says the Rashba. Who argues on this? Excellent. Rabbeinu Yoina. Who said that? Rabbeinu Yoina? Very good, Seth. Rabbeinu Yoina says, Beferish dir maski mi lo askinen. Beautiful idea. Beautiful idea. Why didn't the Gemara mention it? Okay. The Gemara doesn't always have to mention every teretz in the world. Hu adin nami, he says. Mi lo askinen ki agrabeinu akar lamanes. Nearly hu adin imparo lo schark far. He could also give him the money back. No problem. And he quotes you those Gemaras, you can get rid of Nagia. Where did we just say yesterday? I think it was just yesterday we just said it. Where do we say the Gemara only says one of the two Terutsim? No, where did we say that yesterday? Where did the Gemara only say one of the Terutsim? Who said that yesterday? Someone remind me? Who said yesterday that Gemara gives only one of the two Terutsim? The Nesivus and the Sma, right? Remember we said that the Gemara should have brought a Raya, that the house is not rentable? Why didn't the Gemara give that Terutz? So the Shara Mishpat said, you see from here, if it, you don't rent money, it's not a chazaka. The Smog and the Siva said, of course it's a chazaka. Why didn't the Gemara say it? The Gemara said, one of two terutzim. The same thing here. The same thing here, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. You can get rid of Nagia, no problem. Rabbeinu Yonah argues. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, you could get rid of it, no problem. Oh, this also appears where? In Shulchan Aruch. The Feirish. Shulchan Aruch says, can you get rid of Nagia by paying? In Simon Kufman, okay? He writes, Beferish, Sif Yud, okay? Yafilim Kfar Paru, Yafilim Kfar Paru, Schar Lamasik, Imiton Amasim Bezin, Kodesh Shivan, Raya Sokrin, Tonu Tan of Love and Nogan Vedas, Kemelom Ara Kaman. So the Mechaber has this, Beferish, the 2 days, he quotes 2 days on this issue, okay? If you can do it or not. If you've paid back, will you get rid of the Negiya B'davar? So this is a Beferish Machlokes, the Rashba and the Ritva, and those 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Yonah says it gets rid of the Negiya. The reason is that once you pay, you're no longer no Negiya B'davar. You're not going to be so... Are you really going to be a hired gun? Are you really going to be a hired gun? I don't know if you're really going to be a hired gun just because he gave you the money back. Is that really true?
No, it just leaves a little bit of
okay, I'm not... is it really so mispayesh? You're renters. You get the money back. Are you really...
Tarte is totally clear of anything.
Okay, all right. I think what you have to say is like you're saying, Zach. It's not slam dunk. And to be called a guy no gay a bit dumber, it's got to be slam dunk. The Rashba says no. As long as it's a little murky, that's enough to be called no gay a bit dumber. Maybe that's what they're arguing about. It's possible. It's possible to say that's what they're really arguing about. That's a little bit murky, so therefore we're not so 100% clear. Okay, could be. Very good. Okay, so that's the Machlekes, the Rashba and the Ritva. Yes, Ron.
According to what the Rashba said, though, if the guy really and ever does anything nice for them, then they would be considered no gay,
right? Well, we got to know for this point right now. This point right now when they testify. He gives the money back to them, and then they're going to have to testify.
Right, so by that logic, any time, if he ever does something nice for them...
Well, it's happening now. It's not going to be in 10 years. The Din Torah is happening right now. So since the Din Torah is happening right now, it's not something like Ribbis. That's a big shiloh about Ribbis. Right? If you lend a guy money, right, and the guy never gave you a birthday gift in your life, and now he starts giving you birthday gifts, that's Taka Ribbis, Tyson says. This is the Rabbanan. Here we're talking about the Din Torah right then and now. I gave him the money back. Listen, testify for me. The next day, that's going to happen. It's not a running thing like it was a loan. Okay? Good point. Yeah, go ahead, Ari.
In terms of plans and arguments, I mean, nothing's definitive in the case yet. So if the Moxie's giving them money, he could just, it's if you look at it, he's just giving them money, and the Marakama could give him money too, and that seems like the...
Well, if the Marakama would be giving them money, that would be mamish bribery.
Why isn't the Moxie giving them money?
Because they haven't paid the Marakama. So if the Marakama gives them money, I understand, but if the Murakami gives them money, that's bribery. They haven't given any
money. I'm saying from the perspective of an outsider, it's not the money.
I know, but he was given money as rent, so he's giving it back to them. The Murakami wasn't given a penny. So you can't compare the two. They're clearly different. Okay? That would, mamish, you know, be the wrong thing. They would never shell out money like that. Here he was paid. They want to give it back. Okay. Very good. Now let's go weiter now in the Gemara. Okay? Let's see now weiter in the Gemara. Oh, one more point that I want to make, a third Rashba. Okay? And then we have to go weiter in the Gemara. Okay? The Rashba, in the previous piece, before Amre, says as follows. He just adds in one point. What did Tosos say, David, yesterday? What did Tosos ask? Why should there be no Gevin Dover? They have a Migu. And as Yossi pointed out, what is a Migu representative of? What is a Migu representative of? You're not boxed in. I could have made a better claim. What was their better claim? They could have said they paid who? The first guy. Excellent. What was Tosos' answer? They never would do it because they're afraid that the squatter will collect from them twice if he wins. Yes? That was Tosos' answer. What is the Tosos Rosh's answer? That you never see Amigo by what? Trading. And we said our Tosos ignored that because why? Knew why? Real quick. Why did Tosos ignore that? Because if you're testifying on your own, then they can be on the same page. Right? If you're testifying on someone else, right, then you say Migu Bay Trade Lormi. We don't know what one guy's thinking, the other guy's thinking. But if you're talking about yourself, they know what they're thinking. What was the other sport we added on? They can pay at different times, right? It's possible. They don't have to know the other guy's business. You pay at different times, right? I want to add on another answer. The Rashba gives another answer. Very similar to Tulsa's, but I want you to get it. He says, you know why it's not a Migu? Listen to this. Because maybe the squatter will bring other Aiden. We'll bring other Aiden, and they'll have to pay the squatter what? Squatter twice. Now, what does other Aiden mean? What does that mean that they'll bring other Aiden? Other Aiden regarding what? Who are the other Aiden? There's no other Aiden. They're the renters, right? There was no other renters. Who are the other Aiden? Right? It's either the Shechenim or the Aiden Sochrim, right? And if they live there in the day and not at night, there's no one else there. What does it mean? So I want you to get this. Two possibilities. Rashba, the run right before it. Dibra Maskil, Hani Nogin. Either Aiden Mechira, the squatter will bring Aiden that he bought it, or the other possibility is that he will bring Aiden that he was Machsik and he squatted on it 3 years before these guys rented it. So they're going to be very afraid that the squatter is going to nail them. Because they'll either bring other Aiden that he bought it, or they'll either bring Aiden they squatted on it 3 years before he rented it out to these guys. So these guys are really, really not needed. So they're very, very careful to say that they didn't pay the original guy, because they might really get messed up and the squatter will collect from them a second time. But I just want you, it's a variance of Tulsos, but a different far. Either Aiden Mechira or Aiden Sheikhziku Lifnei Shesachru. Lifnei Shesachru Le'edim. Before they rented it out, Le'edim. Okay. Very good. Okay, now let's go weiter in the Gemara. Okay? We got it now? You got that Rashba? That's a different shot that he gives. The variance of Tosos. Okay? Let's go weiter in the Gemara. Okay? Let's see inside. Okay. David, read the Gemara. Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara on the bottom. Amar Mar Zucha. Let's go. Yes. A little louder, please. Now, this is unbelievable Gemara. Did you guys get a chance to see the Tosfos? There are three different ways to read this Gemara. Mamish. Three different ways. Go ahead. So, Amar Mar Zucha, go ahead. Excellent. Now, let's get it. Normally, if you're a squatter, do you have to prove that you were there at night too? No. Who points this out? The Namuki Yosef. We assume, not the Namuki Yosef, I apologize, the Ritva. The Ritva says, Beferish, he says, Mistama Kishidu, Asholoshan, and Beni Mel and Ben Lalamash. When two guys testify, guys squatting there 3 years, they mean both day and night. Shane Adamasu, Latatal, Caleb, Belial, Lavo, Beyom. What do you think? A guy you know, it was only there in the day and not at night. It's crazy. So I want you to get that down. The Ritva and Dibra Maskul, Amar Marzucha says, we assume if three Adam come and say you're squatting on the land, that's it. You were there 3 years. They don't have to say you were there at night. We assume they were. We assume if they say you were there for 3 years in the day, we assume that means the night. However, David, what's Marzucha's Chiddush according to Rashbam? David, what's Marzucha's Chiddush? If the Marakama says, I want Adam at night. I know for sure you weren't there at night. And you proved me wrong. And he has the option to do that. That is the Chiddush of Marzucha. If the Marakama says, I know for sure you weren't there at night. You proved to me you were there at night. I want Adam. Then you must listen and you have to prove him wrong. That's Marzucha's Chiddush Lafida Rashbam. That is his Chiddush. He has to claim clearly. The Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. If he says, I know you weren't there at night, I know 100%, then you must bring Adam against him. Okay? You got it? Viter. Now let's go Viter according to Rashbam. Viter, go ahead. David, go ahead. Viter to Gemara Modi. Bayaros. Afagav the lotoin taninin le anan. What does this mean? Rashbam, let's get it outside. Rashbam says like this: these peddlers of spices, traveling salesmen, they're never around. They're always traveling. You're going to have an evil guy squat in the peddler's home. And when the peddler comes home once every 2 weeks, the wicked guy will go out of the house. When the peddler comes home, he doesn't see anyone in his house. He's not going to be mocha. As soon as he leaves, right, he'll go back and squat and he'll get 3 years in. He'll get 3 years in, right, without a protest. Kazaka. And the peddler knows nothing. So what will we do? Taininen. Let's get the din. Taininen. What does taininen mean? We mentioned it already, didn't we? Last year we had, definitely. I don't think we mentioned it. Taininen means we as Beis Din stand up and advocate on behalf of who? The Marakama, right? Yes? On behalf of the Marakama, and we protest and say, you know what? Prove to me, mister, that you're not a wicked guy. Prove to me you were there 3 years, day and night. And you weren't playing games. What'd you say? That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush that we're saying. That's the Chiddush. It's an exception. It's an exception to the rule. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Why can't Zman Aruch be 3 years?
What'd you say?
Why can't Zman Aruch in the Rashba, where it says Zman Aruch, why can't that be 3 years? Why is it every 2 weeks? Why?
No, because you have to prove, Fakir Yossi, you have to prove it has to be 3 years consecutively. You have to prove it.
Right.
We're on this point.
Right, so why?
You have to prove you're there day and night. Fakir, it is Ritzufi. You have to prove that. Because he's going in and out. So since he's going in and out, that's the thing. You have to prove it. But what I want to bring out first is the concept called taininen. What does taininen mean? Beis Din gives up and advocates on behalf of the Pella. What's the marker for it? Psach, a pasuk in Mishlei. Psach picha le'ilein. Open up your mouth for the mute. Beis Din can advance a claim. On behalf of who? On behalf of orphans that don't know how to make a claim. Okay? Psach Pich Leon. Here we're doing it on behalf of who? Who are we doing it on behalf of? Marakama. That's correct. Now I want you to get this. There are two approaches into taininen. One is that we are the mouthpiece of the orphans. We actually are the pev, the assomen. The other approach is that when Beis Din has to paskin a shaila, they have to configure this as one of the factors in the case to come up with a psak. It's a din and psak and Beis Din. Psak shall Beis Din. What do I mean by this? Can you ever do a taininen on a taina that's uncommon? That's a machlekes, the Balamor and Baba Basra and the Ramban and our Masechta and Daf Ayin. On a shriach that's low, on a taina that's low shriach. Taina, low shriach. Will you do taininen? No, because the orphans never would have done it. But if it's an element that you have to configure how to issue the psak, then yes, we will. We do taininen kain on a tiny that's an uncommon tiny. You follow what I'm saying? Do you have to actually be a mouthpiece? If the orphans never would make the claim, then we don't do it.
But if it's an element that you have to consider how you make a psak, then you have to keep it in mind. So Yossi, that's what I'm bringing out. This is Ritzufin. It is Ritzufin.
How's it Ritzufin?
What do you mean, how's it Ritzufin? That's exactly what he has to prove. He has to prove he was there day and night. Otherwise, he's an unscrupulous guy. We call him a wicked guy.
Could it be that the peddler comes back after 3 years?
Yeah, why?
After 3 years. Not every 2 weeks, but after 3 years. The whole 3 years.
No, we're afraid. No, we assume he's not gonna. He's gonna come back with me. He comes back every few weeks.
Does it have to be that? Or what?
What do you mean, how? That's the case, Lamaiser.
I thought Zmanaro, when I read it, was 3 years.
Okay, so let's say it is that. Let's say it is that. So let's say it is that. So let's say it's the same thing. But he has to offset the fact that he's not an evil guy. And how do you do that? By saying you were there day and night. You're right. You're absolutely right. That's just, it could be more than Zmanaro. Yeah, Shmuel, go ahead. I can't hear you. What?
When Beis Din claims for him.
Yes.
They're making a
macha
for him.
I thought
it was that once he makes a macha, then they say
he's not around. He doesn't even know about it. He doesn't know about this guy. Tainin, we are getting up and making a claim on his behalf. That's the chiddush.
People that live in a regular case, people that live in a different country in time of peace, they would know that someone's sitting on their land and they're so far away.
But this is a special exception. These guys are never around. You're saying that why someone should have told him, you mean? Chavra chachavra yisleh? You're what Shmuel's asking? Shouldn't he have heard about it? No, but I'm saying Shmuel's asking, maybe they should have heard about it. Shouldn't they have heard about some guy who was squatting on their land? I think that this guy, first of all, that's the nature of these guys. They're never around, right? That's number one. Number two is that this fellow is so cunning that it's not sub. Chavrachar Islay is someone acts like a mensch. You behave properly, people are going to talk about that. You follow me? This guy is doing it in a very covert way. So it doesn't lend itself to Chavrachar Islay. I think that's what you have to say. What'd you say? Yeah, that's also right. The better answer, Shmuel, is what Zach said. When do you say Chavrachar Islay? When the guy already made it, protested. The guy hasn't protested yet. You see, but he was asking on the din, though. We're trying to save him because we assume he hasn't heard about it. So Zach's saying he hasn't heard about it. He hasn't heard about it. Chavrachar Islay is only if you injected a protest. Then it'll get to the muksa. So Zach's making a good, excellent point as well. Okay? So that's the chiddush. David, Viter, one line more in the Gemara. Let's go. Go ahead. What does that mean? Who's Rav Huna? Who's Ramona Rav Huna? Who's Rav Huna? No? The Baal member of Ritzufin. And I'm an Aleph. He's the one who was Machanesh Ritzufin. So what is he motive to? What is he motive to? That in this case, you do not need Ritzufin. What's the case? There are stores in the city of Mechuzah, which was the city of where Rav was the what? Rava was the Mord Asra. And what do they do in the stores? They open the stores in the daytime to sell bread and wine, and they go home at night. They don't sleep there. So by its very nature, you cannot what? You cannot get a consecutive chazakah because they're never there at night. So what is Rav Huna motive to? That you could create the chazakah even with what? Even without the night. So please get this down. The Feirush Machlokes. We'll see it inside, at least the Tosis. Do you need 6 years of daytime? That's what Tosa says here in the Ramaskal Moda. You need 6 years of daytime. Yossi, it's not consecutive? Exception. Moda Rav Huna. And then Muki Yosef, that I wanted you to see the Feirish, says no. All you need is 3 years. 3 years of daytime is enough. Which we have to be masber when we get to it inside, what that Machlokes Rishonim is all about. Okay? Is everyone here? Everyone got this? Look, I'm going to read the. Look in the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef says, everyone take a look at the Muki Yosef. Lamed Chesem and Beis. Nedap Erif. Take a look at the Muki Yosef. Bechenvasa de Mechuzah. Okay. You got it there, David? You have the Ozvahadr or you don't have the Ozvahadr? Who has the Ozvahadr? Who has the Ozvahar? No one has the Ozvahar Gemara? Go ahead, Lamed Ches. Go ahead. Aaron, read it. Yeah. It only counts as a year and a half. The Chain Das. So get that down. In this last case, do you need 6 years of daytime? Tulsa says 6 years of daytime. The Ramaskal Modeh. And the Nukiyosa says no. 3 years of daytime is enough, which is a tremendous chiddush. We have to be mazed with that when we get to the Tulsas. But I want you to just get the pshat in the Gemara. It's a big machloikis, okay? Between Tulsas and the Nukiyosa. Do you have to compensate for the fact that it's only 6 years of daytime, or is it 3 years will be enough? It's a machloikis. And guess what? Also quoted as 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, okay? Quoted as 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The Farish, whether you'll need 6 years or 3 years. Simon, Kufmem, same Simon, Sifyud Dalit. The first sheet is 3 years, like the Miki Yosef. And the second sheet of the Ramah V'Yesharmim says you need 6 years of daytime, okay? So this is the shot in the guard. So David, tell me outside what we just learned, according to the Rashba. We learned the Gemara according to the Rashba. You got to get this. There are three different ways to learn this Gemara. What are the three levels? David, go ahead. What did Marzutra say? What's the first level? When you have three Adam that you squatted on the ground, you have two Adam that you squatted on the land for 3 years. Do you need Adam at night? You only need Adam that you're in the day. We assume automatically. Good. What happens if the Marek, what's the second level?
That if he comes in and specifically wants Adam at night.
Because he knows 100% clear, he thinks, that you weren't there at night, as the Ritva says, then you got to bring Adam. Excellent. What's the third level? What's the third level? Marzutra's Moda? That if you're dealing with spice men, even though what? Even though they themselves did not issue what? We do it based on Taininen. We had two approaches to what Taininen is. And what's the fourth level? What's the fourth level, New? You tell me. That what? That if you're dealing with what? Mechuzah, stores, where they sell bread and wine, and no one stays there at night to sleep. They go home at night. They don't stay in the store. What's the din? You can still get a chazaka without it being consecutive. What's the machlokes you showing him? David, the other David, what do you say? David? New, what's the other machlokes? What's that machlokes? You need 6 years of what? Daytime? Like the what? Tosfos? Or 3 years of daytime is enough, even though it wasn't done at night? Do you have to make up for the fact that you didn't do the night in 3 years? Tosfos says yes. That's why you need 6 years of daytime. Yossi says not consecutive. That's Rav Huna's motive. This is the way Rashbam learns up the Gemara. Okay? So I want you to get those are four different levels, basically. Now, Yossi has been whispering, and someone else asked me in Seder, didn't we learn last year Mechudas, they're 90? Aren't the guys moving all the time in and out? What's the answer to that, I think? What's the answer to that? What do you want to say that they're so they're for what? Since they're moving around, they're for what? But it says you can get a chazaka. It says you can get a chazaka either in 3 years, 6 years of daytime, or 3 years. What is 90 a problem? Why is 90 a problem?
90 is that you're moving.
There are always people are moving in and out. They can't be kind of signatures. What does that shed light on this Gemara?
That's not this. It's not the Shemuna. It's not like that.
No, but I'm just saying. Why is that? An issue here? I'm just saying. Why does that come in that they're 90 or not? Why does it have to come in? I think it fits in with what you're saying. They only stay there at day and they get out of there at night.
Who's going to be the agent?
What do you mean who's going to be the agent?
Everyone's running in and out.
Okay. We assume that there'll be agent that will be able to see the guy for 3 years. Okay? Also, you can. No, so Yossi's make. Whoa. Yossi make a good point. He says the guys are going in and out. So, how are you going to have agent? So, we're assuming that you're going to be able to find agent either for the 6 years of daytime or 3 years of daytime, which we're going to have to assume. There's got to be some guys that are there. There's guys that are running stores every day. So even those guys are an exception to 90.
So then you have people with your time signatures also.
But the, most of the citizens of the city go in and out. But there are guys that run stores. So those guys are coming back daily. So there's got to be some guys out there that are not like that. That's a good, very good point. What Yossi's saying. There has to be some guys. It's not so 90 to the degree that you're not going to be able to have eight in there.
Those
it's a good card.
Those guys, no?
But that they're in and out. You have to recognize people more. Signatures, you have to be there a long time, Pashas. Okay. So yes?
Rabbi told me in Seder that also you could just say that this wasn't the regular community of Mechuzah. This was the kind of Muslim Mechuzah.
Yes, that's what we're saying. The store guys came in there every day. That's what we're saying. The guys that ran the store were there every day.
The people that ran the stores may not have known anyone that was in the building.
I understand, but Yossi's saying that you need guys around to be able to be made that the guys were there for 3 years. So it's got to be some guys that are stationary. So you have to say it's a good point. It's a very good point. Okay. All right, let's now begin this Tosus. I want to begin the Tosus, okay? There are two other ways to read this Gemara. Mamish completely different ways to read this Gemara. Mamish completely, okay? If I would ask you to typify in a word how the Rashbam read the Gemara, how would you say, whose perspective is this whole Gemara talking about from our Zutra? Whose perspective? Who are we talking about, really? Who's the focal point? The Ma'arer, the Marakama, right? Mar Zutra says the Marakama can call the shots, bring me eight at night. If you're dealing with places of what? Spice men, we'll even do it for the Ma'arer, right? We'll even do it for the Ma'arer. So that's the gist of the Gemara. It's speaking on behalf of the Ma'arer. Okay. Let's see Tosis, okay? Let's see the Tosis inside. Amar Mar Zutra, bottom Tosis, let's go, okay? Let's see the bottom place inside. That's the way the Rashbam read the Gemara, from the perspective of the Ma'arer. Okay? Very good. Elliot, you have a Gemara? Let's see the Tosis, okay? Let's see the Tosis. Go ahead. The bottom Tosis in Chav Tesim and Aleph. Go ahead. Amar Mar Zutra. A little bit louder, please. Go ahead. Hiksha Rivom. Shema. Very good. Right. Go ahead, the Khan. Oh, what's Tosus asking? Misafik, period. What's Tosus asking? What's the general rule we brought out from the Ritva? That if two Adim come and say you squatted for 3 years in the daytime, we assume it also was done when? At night. What does Tosus ask? Why don't we just ask them? Ask the Aiden, do you know if the guy squatted at night? Why do you make this assumption? Why do you do the Nistama like the Ritva has a Lashon, Dimistama? What do you do Nistama? Bless you. Just ask them. Just ask them. In all Idius in the Torah, we're very concerned. We don't sit back passively. We don't sit back passively. We always ask. We're Doresh. What kind of business is this? All they do is in the Torah, Anadorsh and Yafet. And here we don't? Out of doubt? Makes no sense. You're kicking off the Marakama. That's a big deal. You're giving the land to a squatter and you don't try to investigate it? That's a pal, Tosa says. Go ahead. That's what it means. Notzi alpi and shalokedin. You're going to kick him off his land, shalokedin. That's not fair. Go ahead, Elie. The lav pirchi, it's not a kasha. Go ahead. Imlo. So what's the answer? What's the answer to this? He basically gives the answer to Mistama, that if the Adim testify that he was there in the daytime, we can assume, since they testify in the day, even if they say we don't know about the night, we can assume the Pharisee was there. Unless the Maharaj starts up and says, no, I know he wasn't there. So what's the answer? Yeah, it's an Anansahati. It's such a powerful cloud, this notion. An Anansahati. Very good, Daniel. We can assume, testify, that if the Edim say he was there during daytime, even though we don't know, they say Mamas, we don't know if he's there at night, we can assume it. It's 100% Anansahati.
It's an Anansahati Mamish. Anansahati is a very strong testimony. Anansahati, the world testifies.
Okay? Like Shchiya Mitam. Remember we had an Anansahati last year? Like Shchiya Mitam Shlichus. Who said that? Remember who said it? Rashi on Tesim and Beis and Gittin. If I pick up $1 million on behalf of Yossi, right?
If I pick up $1 million on behalf of Aaron or Yitzi, Hassani, right? If I pick up the money, $1 million for the, and they, I'm Zoch on their behalf, do they get it?
Yes. Rashi says, because Schia Mitam Shlichus. Because I know that Yossi, Yitzi, and Aaron would definitely appoint me as their Shliach. Who told you? The world told me. Anan Sahari.
Of course they want to start their married life with $1 million, okay? There's no doubt about that, right? Fellows already married, of course you want it, right? Okay? So there is no doubt that Shchiyah Mitam Shlichus, an Anan Sahari. Rashi, in fact, says those words. So it's the same thing here. Okay. Now shift gears. Let's go. Completely different way to read the Gemara. Go ahead, Elliot. Please, a little bit louder. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, stop. Let's get this clear. Go back now. What is Marzutra going on? Who's Rav Yemar? Who is Rav Yemar? Rav Yemar is the one who asked Rav Ashi, they're no gay bedover. Marzutra is commenting on that line.
According to the Rashbam, of course Marzutra wasn't commenting on that line. Marzutra was what? Was a new din, basically, right? It was a new din.
I mean, it was a continuation of the day-night theory, but it wasn't going back on that Kash of Nogeya. It's a completely different way to read the Gemara. Amazing.
Go ahead. He's commenting, go ahead, on that Kash. Come on, Marzutra. Okay, let's go slow here. What is he saying here now? Amazing. What is Rabbeinu Hananel saying? That he's commenting, why are they no gavid over? The machzik is talking. Please get it down. The squatter's talking. The squatter makes a claim and he says, he's got a lot of confidence, and he says, I'll bring you Adam that what? I'll bring you Adam that dwelled in my house for 3 years and rented it day and night. And they've already paid the rent and they've left already. And now I have new guys renting it. But I'll bring the old guys. So the taina, the squatter, is received, and he can what? And he can bring what? These old renters that were rented that left to be made on the chazakah. That's what it means. Again, I'm going to read the lashon. Rabbeinu Hanan appears to Barzucha Koya Pirchad Rav Yemar. The Parich Nogin Be'ed is saying. He's going on that kasha. What do you mean the Nogay Bedavar? Koma Marzucha, Itoin Vamara Machsik, Lacey Trey Sahadi. The Machsik says, I'm going to bring two witnesses. Go ahead, Elliot. The Daru Be'shal Oshanim. Biyom, Ubalaila, Vahavaligra, they gave me rent. Go ahead, Vinafku, and they've left. And they've gone away. Vahanhu? Ninu. The new guys are new guys. The guys living there are new guys. Go ahead. Excellent. His taina is a taina, and they are not Nogeya Vedas. Go ahead. Why are they not Nogeya? Go ahead. What does the box say? He had Daha. He has the word dahog. Dahog lo what? Dahog, go ahead. Lo nogim edusin hain dahog. He has the word dahog, where the ches is. Go ahead. In the just where the ches is, the Bach just adds the word dahog. Lo nogim edusin hain dahog means because. Hashta. Why are they not nogim edus, these guys? Why? They're not living there anymore. They paid it already. He's not going to mail them again. Go ahead. The Lord, the Matzil Lemeila Havili Igrabesa, right? since they're what? They're not no gebedover. Because why? Daha because lo dairi be hashtu. They're not living there. The much lamer. Because if they were living there, what? He could mail them in again and say, what? Give me the rent again. Yes? But since they're not living there, he can't mail them. Ella, you got, has everyone got how to read that? Since the Lobairi Bahashta, since they're not living there now, because if they were living there, the Mutsin Lamemru, he could nail them and say, give me the rent again. That's the way you read it. It's a little tricky. Okay, Ella, go ahead. We live there. And they say they pay. What does that mean? The Iboy Amru. Well, the boy Amru lo dairi be. They could have said they didn't live there at all. They could have said they didn't live there at all. You hear that? Therefore, they're believed with the Peshas or Peshahitter. Okay? Because they could have said they didn't live there at all. Period. Stop before Balei Kalameimer. So everyone get down. What is Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat in the Gemara? What is his pshat in the Gemara? What is Barzutra commenting on? Not this new din that the Ma'ara can say what? Prove to me you were there day and night. What's he commenting on, Alan? He's commenting from the squatter's perspective. The squatter says, I'm going to bring Adam, even though they've left already. And these guys are believed. They are not Nogei Bedover. How on earth could you get the kash out of your mouth that they're Nogei Bedover, Sister Rav Yemer? They're not Nogei Bedover. They've left already. They said they paid. They've left already. They're not Nogei Bedover. So why did you ask that they were Nogei Bedover? That's what he was commenting on. And they're believed. They have a Peshas or Peshahitter. Yossi, what is a Peshas or Peshahitter synonymous with most times? Oh, excellent. Noah, excellent. I remember Reb Yitzchak Flexer, Zatzal, Shari Yitzchak. Remember Reb Zalman Lechemia, the great Gong. One of my Rebbeim, Reb Shlomo Zalman's son-in-law. He pointed out, so Machlekes Rashi and Tais in the beginning of the second parak of Ksubis, whether a Peshas or Migwar are the same thing. Okay. So Machloek is whether the same thing. But for our purposes, they are. The Migu. As Yossi said yesterday, the Migu doesn't corner you in. Peshas doesn't corner you in. They're not Nogei Bedover. So I want you to turn back. You see the flow of the Gemara? When David, you started off today, Amar Mar Zutra, the Amar Mar Zutra was going on back to comment on Rav Yemel or Rav Ashi. Instead of it being like a new din, a new comment. Okay? It's a completely different way to read the Gemara. The Rashbam says Marzutra was focusing on the Ma'arir, and according to Rabbeinu Hanan, was focusing on what the Machzik is saying. Okay? And it's a retort to what Rav Yemer said to Rav Ashi. So they're not Nogei Bedover. They're not Nogei Bedover at all. Okay? You see, according to the Rashbam, he was just picking up the concept of day and night. Yes, Yaakov?
So according to Rabbeinu Hanan, then what's the reason for the Gemara giving the actual answer of that they had him pay the money?
That's a good point. Very excellent, Yaakov. Yaakov points out very excellently. He says, if that's the case, why did Gemara have to stand out and say they didn't pay rent? Just say this answer. I'll tell you, I mean, make that ukimta, right? The Gemara made an ukimta, they didn't pay rent yet. Make this ukimta, that the Machzik was talking, and the Machzik said, I'll bring you aid, and they left already. I don't know. In a Hanami, maybe the Gemara could have said that. Let's think about it more. I don't have an answer. This will be the third time we can say the Gemara could have said that, Terrence. We had it yesterday regarding what? The Shari Mishpat. We had it today regarding Elisa Rabin Yonah. Now we're saying it that they answer Yaakov's Kasha. Let's think more about it. But it's an excellent Kasha. Very, very excellent. Does everyone hear? You hear what Yaakov's asking? Alan, you hear that? Why did the Gemara give that, Terrence? Maybe that's goofy what the Gemara is asking. You hear me, Yaakov? Maybe that's goofy what the Gemara is asking. I think that's a pshat. When it says, Amar Mar Zutra, the Gemara is asking, why'd you have to give that answer? They're bichlal not no gebedah. I'll give you another answer. Maybe that's goofy what the Gemara is answering. You hear what I'm saying? That's why I think you got to read the Gemara. Very excellent, Yaakov. I think that's exactly what Mar Zutra's point is. What'd you have to give that answer for? That they didn't pay the rent yet. Just said they paid the rent, but they've left. And the Machzik, is the one who said, I'll bring you aid. That's the way Rabbeinu Hanan will read the Gemara. Very, very good. Okay? So that's, I think, the way you got to answer. That's good for what the Gemara is saying. Don't give that answer, we give this answer. Yes, Aaron. Are you on this point with the Reb Chanan or is it a different point?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How could they make the claim, we said the Pesach Asher, the Pesach hit them, because they can say that they never lived there.
Yeah.
How could they make the claim, one of the most that have a star code that they
Ravid is the only one. So it's not working with the Ravid. Only the Ravid said they had a star.
We said that they already paid him, they already rented from him. They already rented it, and a new renters in there.
Right.
Wouldn't he have a star proving that they weren't rented?
No, it could be done orally. They didn't have a star. You have to say they had a star. The rival was the one who said, let's feed the Moskunas, they made a star. Okay? Yeah, it was middle of Baal Peh, or alone. Okay? Let's go, yeah, real quick, Zevi, go ahead. Because I want to do the next shot. Yeah, go ahead.
Can there be no Gay of Dover also in case, because if, let's say, it goes back to the Murakama original, it goes back to the Master, let's say the Master tells him, or the Murakama wins, then wouldn't they also be hive in what they got
like from Paris?
They're never boxed in.
Well, let's say they are boxed in.
They're not boxed in. They've left already.
So they left, but still.
They've left already. They paid.
So we have to pay the new owner if we...
Again, what are they boxed in? They could say we never lived there. Okay. And therefore, we don't have to get involved with this dispute.
They're saying we are.
But they have a migu, a pesha aser. So we believe them. We believe them that it's the squatters. They said it's the squatters. And they're not boxed in because they had a migu to say we didn't even live there. So don't bother us. We're not getting involved. Whenever they're not boxed in, they have a migu. That means they had a migu. They're believed. They're not no gave it up. Okay, Viter. We got to go. Okay? Elliot, Viter, let's go. What's Velekele Meymar? Go ahead. Now, what does this mean? And don't tell me that what? Don't tell me that what? They're afraid that what? That the Ma'arer will what? Will deny the fact that they didn't live there. Because the Ma'arer doesn't know at all whether they lived there or not. They're not choshish that he's going to what? Deny them. You follow me? You see, what did they say? Zevi brought out. Zevi said, what did they say? They said the squatter lived there. But they're believed because they had a nigu to say they never lived there. Now you'll tell me, Allah the Taisus, Anomad Aleph, that you never say a migu if they're afraid they're going to say something. Why don't you say they're afraid that they can't say that they never lived there because the Ma'arah knows they lived there? No, they're not chushed that because the Ma'arah doesn't know if they lived there. He knows nothing. Let's read that again, please. V'leika l'meymar, Duma. Right, and don't tell me that they have no migu, excellent Elliot, because they're afraid to say they never lived there, because the what? The Ma'arer will what? Will yell at them and say, no, I know you live there. The Ma'arer knows nothing. He doesn't know who lived there. He's been in Europe for years. So that keeps the Pesha Asra alive. So this is Rabbeinu Hananel's take in the Gemara. Ubisamach. Go ahead. Oh, this is unbelievable. Now go back to the Gemara. What do we have in our Gemara? Moda and Marzutra, right? Don't be Goris, Moda and Marzutra. What should you be Goris? Very good. Go ahead. Right. Afagav. Lohayu, what's the... Lohayu lanim, the boxes, they weren't sleeping there, lodging, bizarre, bias, hallucinatus. What the box in tests? Adam Hain. Oh, so what's the chiddush here?
This is amazing. Get down. What does Rabbi Chanan read the Gemara? What does it mean in Mode? Mercy, it's not Mode, it's Mode Rabba. Mode Rabba, that what? That the spicemen are what?
What are the spicemen, the peddlers? They are what? They are the Adam. They are the Aden. And they say that what? That they were there day and night. Even though they didn't say it beferish, we assume they meant day and night. It's kind of like we do a Taininin on Adis. When I was reading this places, I jumped out of my seat. It's kind of like we're like fixing the Adis. We're like, you know, finagling the Adis. So according to the Rashba, who were the Rochlim? Who were the Rochlim? The Marakam Ali. Right? The Rochlim or the Marakama. According to the Rabbeinu Chananel, who are the Rochlim? The Eidim, the Sochrim, the renters. It's mamish, every character is different.
Different, you have different directors of movies or plays. This is the real directors, right? You have the Rashbam, the director of his cast, and you have the Rabbeinu Chananel, the director of his cast.
So according to the Rashbam, who are the Rochlim? Put them up there. They're Mar Kamet. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, who are the Rochlim? The Aiden, the Sochrim.
And I want you to get down in your notes. We're finagling the Aedis. They said we were there. Did they say they were there day and night? No. What we say is if they. That's what they meant. That's what they meant.
It's kind of like we do a Taininan on Aedis, which is a big Chiddush. We usually never finagle with Aedis, ever, and finesse the Aedis. We say, oh, that's what he meant. So I want you to get like a Taininan on Aedis. Al Aedis, according to what? Rabbeinu Chananel. The fee Rabbeinu Chananel. What'd you say? Could be. I don't recall. You show me tomorrow. Okay? Zavi, I don't recall. But I'm saying that's what emerges from who? That's what emerges from Rabbeinu Chananel. It's a beautiful Kiddush. Let me ask you. Why does he change it to Moda Rava? Why does he change it to Rava? You tell me. Because who was Rava? David, who was Rava?
Knew you said it earlier in Shir. Who was Rava? Abaye said the neighbors knew day and night. What did Rava say?
Renters.
Rava said it was the case of the renters, right? So Rava, who's the case, who says it had to be the renters, because he didn't buy the neighbors, especially if you assume he argues. He didn't buy the terrace of the neighbors, if you assume he argues. He had to stand on his head and came up case with renters. Those renters, even though those renters themselves have to normally say day and night, Shmuel, but if they're spice men, we can assume they meant day and night. That's what he says. We can assume they meant day and night. Okay? The Edom are Chazaka, they are the Rochlim Machzirim Bayaros. They didn't say they were day and night, but we assume that what? They testifying. They were there three, even though they might have missed some time, Lamaisa. Even though they might have missed some time there, they go in and out. We assume it was under their auspices the 3 years. Okay? Even though they're traveling. I don't know. Why should we assume that? I guess it's self-understood. People know that there are spicemen or peddlers that go in and out of town. And they said that was under auspices 3 years. We believe them. That's the Kiddush. Even though Rava normally said in Yom Valelos, that's why I said it's an exception to Rava. You follow what I'm saying? Rava said he needed day and night. Rava stood on his head and on an and said that the renter said we were there day and night. Rava's motive by spiceman, you don't require it. Because we kind of like do tainin and we assume we treat as if it's good. Oh, so this is Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat in the Gemara. And lastly, number three. Oh, it's getting late. What's the third pshat? Let's begin it, okay? The third pshat, Rabbeinu Tam. Go ahead. So what does Rabbeinu Tam say? That the Machzik says, that he also says the squatter, says that he lived there 3 years. He says he mamish lived there 3 years. Go ahead. Upirish da Abaye v'Rava. Oh, Tarvayu Svila. Both Abaye v'Rava and Amar Alf hold you don't need Edom on day and night. Go ahead. Also, the only reason why he said his comment, why Rava said his comment, was what? Was to push off the Svar of the Makshin and say what? There is a possibility to testify both day and night. Don't tell me it's impossible. There is a possibility. But it wasn't being cholik on Abaye. Who is Tosus holding like? Not like that Yesh Beforshim in the Rosh. And who was it? Yesh Beforshim in the Rosh, but that Rava was coming to argue on Abaye, right? Not like that Yesh Beforshim. Remember which Shita was it that we said Rava argued on Abaye? We said it was the what? Yesh Beforshim, quoted in the what? Was it the Ritva or the Rashba? Forgot already. What was it? The Ritva. That Rava was being chalik Abaye. Tosis clearly holds not that way. Tosis holds it not being chalik. He's just coming to prove that I can give you a case with their Edom in day and night. Go ahead. He's not coming out of Gona Abaye. Ukomer Mar Zutru. Oh, what is this shot? Amazing. What does he say? So what does he say, Mar Zutra? The Machzik says, he doesn't specify day and night. He says, I will bring you Edim that I was there 3 years. I will bring you Edim that I was there 3 years. And despite the fact that Edim didn't see him both day and night, we assume he was there day and night. Okay? Sometimes it was in day, sometimes it was night. They always saw him in the house. And therefore, we assume that this is acceptable. Okay? We assume this is acceptable. Now, what's difficult with the Lashon of the Gemara? Go ahead. Right. What did the Gemara say in Amud Aleph? David, you read it. Amar Mar Zutra, what did it say? The bottom of Amud Aleph, what did Amar Zutra say? Now, is Tanasa Tana? It should have said Edus. Tanasa Tana is one of the litigants. A Taina of the Baal Din, of the Muchsuk of the Marakama. It should have said Edus. Why didn't it say Edus and Edus? We're talking about the Edim. The Machzik said he would bring Edim, and the Edim say, what? He was there. He was there all 3 years. Even though they didn't say day and night, we assume it's good. So why did it say Tani say Tani? Go ahead, Ella. Period. Excellent. So the only reason why it says Tani say Tani, because that's how way he began his statement. He began his statement with the claim of the Machzik. So it ends up saying Tanesa, but it really meant what? It really meant Edus. It really meant Edus. So according to, we got to stop, okay? But according to, let's close with this. According to Rabbeinu Tam, how did he read the Gemara? The Machzik was what? The Machzik was talking. How is the Rabbeinu Tam different than who? Than Rabbeinu Hananel. You tell me. Let's close with this. We didn't finish the Taisa, we have a few more lines. How is it different? Because according to Rabbeinu Hananel, he was asking on the what? On the Nogeya Bedover. He was asking on Rav Yemar, why is he Nogeya? He's not Nogeya, yes? Why are you Nogeya? You're not Nogeya Bedover. Because I'll get you the Adam that left already. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what is it talking about? What is the Rabbeinu Tam saying? According to Rabbeinu Tam, is he commenting on the Negiah Bedover? Yes or no? He's not commenting on the Negiah Bedover. He's making a new comment by saying, Machzik says, I'm going to bring you Edim that I was there day and night, and they come ahead and they say, you were there 3 days, 3 years in the daytime, we assume it's day and night. It's not a comment on the Negiah Bedover. Meaning Rabbeinu Hananel and Rabbeinu Tam agree it's from the Machzik's perspective, but the function is different. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, he was speaking to the Negiah, the Nogeya aspect. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he's speaking about the day-night aspect, not the notion of Nogeya Bedover. Does everyone hear that? That's the Nekuda. Okay? That's the Nekuda. Now, tomorrow... I really want you guys, the Chaz are really good over Rosh Hashanah, please. Because on Monday we have Shir Tzom Gedalia. We're going to pick it up with these last few lines of the Tosis. We have Shir 11:30 on Tzom Gedalia. So please everyone be there, okay? And tomorrow we're going to do a Yoni Shofer and